Good morning, a Tuesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. $430,455 now on our way to $500,000 before 11th of February, which is the beginning of our on-air fund drive.
Well, we do need to hear from as many people as possible now in order to get there. I would like to get not to 500,000, but to 600,000. That would be phenomenal. It would be a new record. And I'd love to see it, but first things first, we have to make that $500,000, and the reason for that is it affirms who we are. Forget about the dollar signs. Remember that what we have at stake here is the us in. This is all of us. Look, everybody, if you put $5 in, as I've been saying, or if you put $1,000 in, it's all good. It's all money. It all shows commitment. If everybody just did a little, or even a lot, we wouldn't have to have fund drives. But let's go now. Let's do it this minute, because we're on the verge of doing something very special here.
WAMC.org is the way to do it, and we thank you.
David, did you say WAMC.org?
I did.
Yeah, okay.
Well, Alan, where to start this morning? How about in New York, where leadership is going to announce the codification of Roe versus Wade into New York law? The New York Times editorializing on this morning, mentioning New York, but also offering the panacea to the states around the country for how to deal with what may be coming in the Supreme Court.
Well, we know New York is doing it. Governor Cuomo gets a lot of credit for doing it here in New York State. The Democrats are controlling both houses of the legislature now, so it should not be a problem. The church is annoyed about this and are saying so. And without the Senate being in Republican hands to protect it, is a problem. And so there are a number of things that the Times and others have pointed out are making the church angry, not the least of which is this abortion issue. The problem is the Supreme Court will probably overturn it or weaken it to the point that Roe versus Wade means much less, David, and it's going to be a matter of each of the states doing what's right. Now, there are red states which aren't going to touch it, and then, of course, there are other states, California, New York, Massachusetts. They'll probably all do what they need to do. But what if you're a poor woman and you're living in one of those red states and you haven't got the money for even for a bus ticket? You haven't got a place to stay. And there's always those vipers, those folks who will do abortions and leave somebody crippled for life in so many ways. It is no laughing matter. The Supreme Court is now thoroughly in the hands of the right-wingers, and they will continue to do their thing. And this is a horrible, horrible outcome. And it shows you what happens when you don't listen during elections. There are a lot of people who said, during this last election, forget about the candidates. Remember that Roe v. Wade, the Supreme Court, is at stake. And boy, is it ever. And now with Justice Ginsburg in failing health, we can only hope she gets better and that she can rejoin the court. It really is something that we're going to have to live with for a long time because this has happened.
Well, you mentioned health. Let's stick with New York for a second. Governor Cuomo, in his budget proposal, has included a commission to review universal health care in New York. Many Democrats want to see this happen, but a review is far from getting it done.
Yeah, you know, it's going to be very expensive. It needs to be nationwide, to be perfectly honest with you. Massachusetts has made an attempt at it, and a good attempt. Again, the same thing I just said about abortion is true. If the individual states do it, it's one thing, but it really needs to be a federal program. I have been for universal health care from day one. We see a lot of presidential candidates who are articulating this as being very important. It can be done if we're willing to pay for it, and the paying is going to be a big part of it.
Well, speaking of paying, Alan, the partial federal government shutdown and the issue of cost, estimated in 31 days to have cost the American economy, from CBS now, almost as much as the $5.7 billion President Trump wants for the wall.
That's right, David. You know, this is not about the money, because the money is almost insignificant now. It's a lot of money, all right, but it's almost insignificant as opposed to the principle here. We don't need the wall. What we need is heightened security, and there's lots of ways to do it, and the Democrats have come out with a package which shows all of that, and Trump has acknowledged that. So I'm simply saying it's just a matter of doing what's right here. And what is not right is a wall, which is a meme or a scream that goes to that Trump base. That's what this is really all about. The Democrats know one thing. If they give in on the wall, this is going to be perpetual, quote, deal making of this kind, and it's going to be blackmail every single time.
The nation paused yesterday to commemorate Martin Luther King, civil rights leader. The president, Leda Reif, and the Democrats have lashed out at him, including people like the Senator Bernie Sanders, calling him a racist. Hakeem Jeffries, a New York Democrat, called the president the Grand Wizard of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
I don't think there's much question about it. The fact that the scale has tipped and it's so obvious now about the racist instincts of this president that yesterday we saw a remarkable thing. He and his vice president, who seconds his opinions, obviously, took a walk down to Martin Luther King's memorial. Are you kidding?
Well, the president's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, now says his Moscow Trump Tower comments were hypothetical, Alan.
Oh, boy, I'm getting tired of looking at this guy. He also said something that's remarkable that's showing up in some of the public media this morning, which is that he's going to be defined, he's afraid, by the rest of his life as having, quote, lied for the president. And he takes it back and says, well, I'm proud of everything I've done. But I think the first statement is really what is on his mind.